Now I feel like it's been a while since I've really just focused on me, right? Like, I've really just had a conversation with myself, right? This is what this is. This is a conversation with myself. See, too often I feel like, you know, I'm in a rut. Too often I feel like I get stuck, right? So it's time to really just look in the mirror for a minute. So let's say it. Now I'm gonna put this in rhyme because the way that I feel, that's the only way that I can even try to reveal the person that I really am, everything that I say. Because all I really know is I don't take time to pray. So how could I sit there and try to evolve and understand exactly what my God can solve if I don't spend time with Him, write a rhyme with Him, understand exactly what's on my mind with Him? Now I really feel like there's nothing else to say, but that's okay because I'm looking at myself today. I don't let this go. I don't let this fester. You really want me to sit there and say I'm bested? Everything that I feel, this was it. I can't believe that I'm really trying to rip with this. I'm really done with everything that I've ever felt. Because all I really want to do is be by myself. But when I'm by myself, all I feel is alone. And I don't really know exactly what I feel in this home. I'm really kind of stuck when I look in the mirror. No matter who I'm around, I feel so inferior. I don't really know who I really want to be. All I really ever feel like is a wannabe. I'm broken, now it seems like this was. Every time I really try to see myself, all I really want to finally do is free myself. So I need God for that, it's me and myself. Now you really want to feel this again, all because I really want to understand. Am I really who I'm supposed to be, or am I close to me? Or am I really not considered a man? I don't know anymore, this was it. I'm gonna be the one who was ripping this. I thought that I'd be able to have a gift for this, but I'm really kinda sick of the rip I spit. I'm ready to go, and then I'm ready to flow. I'm not letting go of anything that I show. You really wanted me to say that this was that. I can't believe I'm ready to go tap for tap, because I'm looking at myself in the mirror right now. I can't believe anymore I don't hear right now. The voice in my head is so overbearing. I don't know what's on my heart, and I don't care for sharing. What am I saying? That was this. And I can't believe I'm really trying to get rid of bliss. I really want to know why I feel so stuck. And why I really feel like I should be giving up. I don't really want to fall apart anymore. I don't really want to sit there and call this art anymore. God, I need your help, but I can't even face it. Don't have an image in myself, I embraced it. But if I did, one day I would erase it. Cause I don't understand your image, I can't trace it. I really want to say, that was this. All I really want to do is just live for this. But God, you gave me a whole new life, and you allowed me to sit there and say this at night. All I really want to do is finally be calm, so I really have to understand my own qualms and understand the Bible, every word in the Psalms, and you really want me just to say it. You really need me to pray it. I'm not done yet. See, I felt like that was all I could really say till I really had to fall. And now I really have to fall and start try to stand tall, but I can't do it all. I gotta sit there and say, I'm happy with my life except for one message. All I really know is that this isn't me. All I really, really felt like is I'm history, not visually impaired anymore because this gift of me. All I really want to share is a bit, but I can't share a bit without giving you it all. So I really want to understand what I feel, because everything I feel is I can't stand tall. I can't look myself in the eye and still be happy. I thought that I would be, but I'm kind of sappy. I'm broken. I can't believe that this is my life. I can't believe all the times I wasn't that right. And I wanted to live right, but I wasn't righteous. That right just to understand why I like this. Now you really want me to try to entice this, but I slice this up like icing slices. Wait a minute. That doesn't even make sense. That's what you're trying to do. You're trying to understand your defense. I'm breaking it down. I need to look again. All because of this, I'm hooked again to the darkness that's on the side of my heart. I can't see. I can't believe that I won't be free. I was caged for a minute, and for a minute I was fleeing. Now you really want to see what's so freeing? I'm stuck. I feel it again. I really have this deepness. I feel it again. I don't even know what I said. That was that. Now you really want me to fall flat. See, if I look in the mirror, I realize that, like, I'm so happy with everything going on in my life. Like, but when I'm alone, I'm broken. When I'm alone, I can't deal. But now it's time to find hope. The hope you find, it could be in people. It could be in places. Heck, it can even be in a job, but the truth of the fact is, None of those truly stay. I think that's what I'm learning right now, is none of those truly stay. The hope you find is in God. Let's talk that out for a minute. The hope that you find is in God. I want you to really think about that for a minute. So God, you are the hope that I find when there's nothing more than darkness inside of my mind, and it seems like I can't see anymore, I'm completely blind. All because you never left me behind. You allow me to climb up this ladder of life, but at the same time I stepped down a couple times. And now I really want to say this: you are the only reason why my life has bliss. So why would I ever give it more of a twist when I really want to understand this? I want to understand who you are, and while trusting you can take me so far. I can't believe it, but I know that I could achieve it. And without you in my life, I've realized that I need it. So I'm walking with you. But do I pray for you daily? Do I understand who you are? Are you making me crazy? Am I sitting there just saying everything inside? Or do I understand exactly why it has been pried out of my heart and into the light? Because I know exactly why I say that you're right. See, I can't tell them without telling me first. Because if I tell them and not me, that is a curse. Now you really want me to understand what I say. God, I need you. These are the words that I pray. See, I feel like I've got so much to say, God, but I don't feel that I understand any of it. This isn't that real. And you really want me to have a whole new appeal. And I'm trying to appeal to the people who are out in the field. And I really want to understand what it is that you would actually want to say that you call us your kids. But I can't believe it. But I'm thankful for it. And I know that you're there for me, and I can't ignore it. So I must just take it on my knees and adore it. Because I really want to understand you much more. And I really want to fight in this battle and war. But it seems like I already have, and I'm stuck in this torn. And I don't know what to say. God, I need you. I'm sorry for the many times I chose to leave you. See, I know that I did. And you were the one who still called me your kid. So I'm ready. I'm ready to let this loose and understand what happens. I don't hang from the noose. This is nonsense. I can't believe it right now. But I know that you have my life. You can lead it right down the right track. As long as I give you the method. And you were the one who said, through me you're resurrected. And through my love you are protected. So I thank you for every bit of it. That's what I want to say to you. See, I was stuck. I still feel stuck sometimes, but it's in those moments, in those times that I need to remember you, Jesus. So I thank you. And I pray that you will be with me and be with every single person who needs to look themselves in the mirror right now. I thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.